Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Tuf Resh Lamed Zayin Din Sukkah Sheula O Gzula. It says Misha Lo Asa Sukkah Bein Shogeg Bein Bemezid Osa Sukkah Becholo Shalmoyeg Afilu Besof Halat Afilu Besof Yom Shvi Bechein Yachol Atzeis Misukkah. So even at the end of the seventh day, if you didn't make a sukkah, you can make a chol hamoed even at the end of the seventh day. And also, a person is allowed to go ahead and go out of his sukkah and sit in a different sukkah. And if you remember from your vast bekiyas of Masechta Sukkah, these were all machlokesim in the Gemara, Tanoim, Amoraim. So, and this is how we paskin. Okay, this is the Mishnah. This is the Mishnah, and it's really a brisa about Chav Zayin. Here we go. Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah. Bein b'mezid. Ashmi'inan shelo k'nasuhu avur zeh. He's coming to teach you that there was no knas regarding this, and a person can go ahead and do this. V'chol shekein b'nafla sukkaso. In other words, he's teaching you, even if you b'mezid, went ahead and didn't build a sukkah, there might have been a knas, and you can't go ahead and build a sukkah because you were b'mezid, you didn't build one. The kol shekein nafla sukkaso b'yom tov. For sure, if your sukkah fell down on yom tov, the osa osa b'chol hamoed, you can make it in chol hamoed. U'v'yom tov asur lakiyum. However, on yom tov, you're not allowed to go ahead and build the sukkah. Obviously, b'ina. Afilu maruach hipil b'mena rak mitzas min aschach levad. And even if the wind just knocked off a little bit of the schach, ain lo hisif b'yom tov ba'atzma, you're not allowed to go ahead and add on yom tov itself. However, al yedei akum afilu nafal aschach kulo. However, via a non-Jew, even if the schach totally fell down, you could, there's a heter to have a goy put the sukkah back with the schach back up. You move weiter, sifkot on beis, even if it's besoif yom ashvi, tchsiv, chag asukos ta'aseh lecha shivas yom. Pasuk says that you make sukkahs for you, shivas yomim, achi kamar rachmana. So the Torah is telling you as follows: asei sukkah b'chag. You can actually make a sukkah. Taselcha shivas yomim. You can make the sukkah on the chag. Peirush beizi yomim b'shivas yomim yitzirza. Any of the days of the 7 days, you can go ahead and build the sukkah. Afilu b'yom hashvi, even on the seventh day. Im lo asisa kodem akein. If you didn't do it up until then, ubein hashmashos asur lasos ayvatzma. However, bein hashmashos, it is asur for a person to go ahead and put it up himself, the havi sveik daraisa, because that's a sveik daraisa, right? It's a sveik daraisa, the hashmashos of the seventh day. So how could you go ahead and put it up? The akum shari lasosa. However, you could have a non-Jew do it. Sharatzion points out that this having a goy do it the hashmashos is only mutter in chutzlars. Look at the Sharatzion. The tzarich leishev gam b'shmini. Why is it okay for a non-Jew to do it if it's Bein HaShemashos going into Shmini Atzeres? Because in Chutz La'aretz, we sit in the sukkah. Yes, we do. We're supposed to sit in the sukkah on the what? On the eighth day, which is Shmini Atzeres. And since it's a mitzvah to sit in the sukkah, so now you're in Bein HaShemashos. So it's a suffix iser to go ahead and what? And put it up. So you don't want to put it up because it's a suffix. But you have a guy doing it. So a guy doing it, so then it would be a shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah, which is shari. Ger shnes gayer besoch yimei achag. And now he says a ger that became a ger in the middle of sukkahs. Oses sukkah b'yimei achag anoisar. He can allow to go ahead and build a sukkah during the chag in the middle of like a chol hamoed, the days that are left. As you might have thought, that right, it says chag asukos te'aseh lecha shivas yom, only if you have sukkahs for 7 days. Okay? So the ger, okay, he can go ahead and do it. Now, by the way, what's the chiddush? Is there any extra chiddush in building a sukkah on chol hamoed? Like, let's say you build it, is there a problem? So the site is that on chol hamoed, the halacha points this out, on chol hamoed, you're allowed to go ahead and put up a sukkah even for those things that are normally, let's say it would be a type of boina, a type of malacha that would actually be asr on chol hamoed. So there's a heter to go ahead and put it up, okay? Right? So Osa, look at Ber Alacha, Osa Sukkah B'chol HaShomoyed, he says, that he goes and declares this whole shaila, whether or not we're talking about things that would be usher normally to do on Chol HaMoed. He says here, you would be able to do it, even though normally it would be from the things that would be usher to do on Chol HaMoed, you'd be able to do it for the mitzvah, okay, of sukkahs, and you can build a sukkah on Chol HaMoed. Sif katan gimel, v'chein yachol latseis misukkah zu v'leishay ba'acheres. So look at the sif katan gimel, yachol, ashmi inan, the lo ba'inan, sheyes sukkah l'shivas yamim dafka. Right? This is basically teaching you that a sukkah doesn't have to be your sukkah for 7 days, dafka. So you can go ahead and move from sukkah to sukkah. The leishav ba'acheres, and go sit and dwell in a different sukkah. V'chein yachol lechol b'zu v'lishon b'zu. And you also could have separate eating and sleeping sukkahs. You could have like your sukkah that you eat in downstairs, and then let's say you have a little merpeset off your bedroom. Okay? You could have a little sukkah there to go ahead and do and sleep in a different sukkah. Beis, yotze b'sukkah she'ula, v'chein yotze b'shel shivas. Yeah, you could be yotze with a sukkah that is borrowed, and also you could be yotze with a sukkah that you are a partner with someone else. Right? Unlike if you guys remember when it came to lulav and hilchos lulav and from gemara for lulav, you can't on the first day of sukkahs, you can't even use a what? You can't even use a borrowed lulav, right? Because it has to be lachem, has to be yours. So that does not apply to a sukkah. A borrowed sukkah, you could be yotze with. Remember, that was also a machlokas tanayim from the Gemara, if you remember, Rabbi Eliezer, a week paskin, that a sukkah she'ula is not a problem at all, as well as you can also be yotze with a sukkah that you don't own fully, and you're a partner with someone else. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Hei, she'ula, b'chsev kol ha'ezrach b'Yisrael, yeshvu b'sukkas. It says, well, everyone, every citizen of Yisrael, every person of Klal Yisrael, dwells in sukkas, melam eit she'kol Yisrael, ruli in leishay b'sukkah, teaches you that every Yisrael could sit besukkah achas in one sukkah, as you can sit in someone else's sukkah, no problem. And obviously, you have to be one after the other. You can't get everyone in. It's not like in one sukkah, Hashem promises the Nesi, like the base of Mikdash, you can all sit in the sukkah. But you get everyone could use the same sukkah. And since everyone can use the same sukkah, it's impossible that it's everyone owns a what, right? A chelek in the sukkah, because not everyone, if you're talking about all Klal Yisrael, you're not even going to have a Shavah Pruta in it. So it has to be that if everyone could be Yaitse in that one sukkah, it would have to be via She'ela, not via ownership. Okay? Sipkat and Vav, v'chein Yaitse b'shal shutfus, and also Yaitse in what? In sitting in sukkah, if you have a joint ownership, you're a shutaf, you're a partner in the ownership. Kalvachaymer b'shula. It's a kalvachaymer from a borrowed sukkah. And if you could sit in someone else's sukkah, so for sure you can sit in a sukkah that you have joint ownership in. V'chol shekein kan, yeshal chelek, he has a chelek in it. Anisharu sholo, and the rest he's borrowing. Dal das kein nishtatlu, where this purpose they actually became partners for each of them to partake of the other one's chelek in the sukkah. Okay. Now the reason why he's putting that point in is because we're going to see that if someone's makbid on you not using the sukkah, although you might still be able to be yotze, it's still lots to do, as we're going to see right now. Sukkah gezula kshera, a sukkah gezula is kshera. Now we'll see. There's not every type of sukkah gezula. That's Gemara, you remember. There are different types of sukkah gzula. But what sukkah gzula is going to be kshera? Keitzan, im tokaf al chavero, v'otzio me sukkoso ugzola v'yashava. A person comes, let's say a roommate comes to Shimon, sitting in his sukkah, in his property, picks him up, the tough guy, yanks him out of his sukkah, boop, and then he goes into, right, Reuven now goes into Shimon's sukkah, after taking Shimon and chucking him from his sukkah, Reuven now asserts himself in the sukkah and wants to be yotze in the sukkah. He'll be yotze. That's what he says. In takaf al chavero v'otzio misukaso ugzala. And he basically, what's he basically doing? He's basically stealing it from him because he chucked him from the sukkah and he's sitting in it. V'yashavah, he's sitting and dwelling in it, trying to fulfill the mitzvah in it. He's yotze, he fulfills it. She'ena karka nigzalas. Because the principle is, karka can never legally be what? Stolen. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sif. Katan vav, sif katan zayin, sukkah gzula ksheira, ain't a lasha medukdak kolkach. This is not really a very precise lasha. Not that any type of sukkah gzula is going to be ksheira, as we're going to go and see. Darshinan medukhsiv chag hasukos teaselcha. The pasuk actually says chag hasukos teaselcha, the mu'ute gzula, to exclude gzela. You're not going to be yaitse. El rotalomar, the gzula kahai. when we're talking about this type of gzula, where it's not really, it might be an isur gzela, but there's no legal gzela, because you don't, right, it doesn't become a entity of legal guzzle by you because of the principle of ein karkan gzelas. If a guy goes and chucks him from his property, one person comes and pulls another out of his sukkah, it's going to be kshera for the guy to sit. Again, it's not saying it's mutter to do. It's not saying you're allowed to do it. There's definitely iser gzela here, but there's no dine gzela. It's not a guzzle sukkah, because ein karkan gzelas, and the sukkah is attached to the karka. Right, so that's a pshat. Votzi yok shera. She'ain sitkot neches. Why? Why is it shera if the guy's sitting in it? He stole it. She'ain a karka nixelis. The cholam achubel a karka. Anything that's what attached to the karka, regular karka. Therefore, it's not legally guzzle. Barei becheskas balei arishon. The basic is said, even though there's an isur gzela, right? If you go ahead and chuck someone from his property, right? Like even let's say hasakas gvul. If you go ahead and you take someone's, move into someone else's property, right? Move your border into someone else's. That's an isur gzela, but it's not legally guzzle. Why? Because it's always considered becheskas balei arishonim. It's always considered in the chazaka of the actual owner. You know, it's not like you can't rip karka out from the other guy. So it's not legally guzzle, and therefore, from a legal standpoint, the property is kesheula dami l'diday. It's like sheula, and therefore you will be yotze because it's always viewed like sheula. Again, this is not saying that you're allowed to do it, as we're going to see right now. Look at the Ramah. Miu lechatchila lo yeshev adam besukas chavero shalom idaito. But not only that, he says that's all from a legal standpoint in terms of being yotze. The mitzvah is legally not guzzle. However, you're not allowed to even lechatchila sit in a friend's sukkah without him knowing. Not only can you take him and chuck him from his sukkah, you can't sit in someone else's sukkah shalom idaito. Now we're going to see this doesn't mean every scenario. This means when the other person, let's say Reuven is sitting in the sukkah, Shimon's not kicking Reuven out, but Shimon just goes and joins him in the sukkah without asking him. So that you shouldn't do. Why? Because maybe the owner of the sukkah is makbid. He doesn't want someone sitting in his sukkah. Because it bothers him that the guy is trespassing on his property and going to see what he's doing, and he doesn't want him to be there and see him in his dealings and in his eating, without his knowledge, without his being maskim. Umemela, he goes on and even says, "Ein nachal levarechale." It's not even property to make a bracha. Now, this is a big chiddush, okay, that a number of poskim agree to, that this is considered a situation where even though you could be yotzei the mitzvah, because legally there's no what? Guzzle, but still there's an isser involved in what? In being on someone else's property without rishus. And therefore, the bracha is what's called ein zeh mevarech ela menayitz. The bracha is a bracha that is tainted, and you don't make the bracha. Aval mutar likanes v'lishei b'sukkas chavero. However, he says it would be permitted to go and sit in your friend's sukkah. B'shasha ein balas sukkah sham b'sukkaso. It would be mutter to sit in someone else's sukkah if the balas sukkah, if the owner of the sukkah is not around. You could go sneak into a sukkah, or not even so much sneak, just walk into a sukkah and be yotze there. Shebevadei lo yakpil zeh. You could assume that people are not makbid for you just going in and sitting in their sukkah to be yotze. Because this is a Gemara, based on a Gemara in many places. The nichalei le'inish le'ave mitzvah v'mamone. Person wants another person to do a mitzvah with their mamon. Like, let's say borrowing someone's sitter. That's the only reason why, let's say, that might be a problem is if he's makbid because it might say he might get ruined or things like that. But just down to borrow someone's item, even if we hold, let's say, Shela, Shalom Yidas, is Gzela. Here, this is you could presume when it comes to mitzvahs, is a presume that barring a situation where the guy is makbid, is a presumption that he want you to go ahead and do a mitzvah with his property, and that's what he says. The nicha leish lavad mitzvah b'monei umikol makom im efshar sheyavo bal sukkah bo chusham af the beisak nisa eino sham lo yekanesh lavidaita. He says, however, if it's possible that the owner of the sukkah will be coming back when he's still there, then he should not go in, even if at the time when he went in, the Baal, the owner of the sukkah, wasn't there, because ki efshar shebal bayis he's bayis lekadesh lechol olasos esek acher b'fanav, because it could be the Baal bayis, the owner of the sukkah, might be embarrassed to then go into his own sukkah and eat, right, or do other things there in front of the guy now who has overtaken his sukkah. So basically, what it's saying is, if it's just a situation where someone just going and sitting in someone else's sukkah, where there's no assumption that he wouldn't want him there, you could presume that he would want him to be there, because a person wants others to be able to do a mitzvah with his property, especially if there's nothing off his nothing off his back. Kasa v'kurei Yaakov did not al rishus meishto shel chavero kishe'eno bebeiso nira d'mahani. If a person gets rishus from the wife of someone when he's not there, it appears that would be okay. The kevan dirshate ishto mistama leopirza. Since the wife allows it, mistama, he would not be makbid on such a thing. Okay, that's obviously a situation where it's not so clear, but the wife would be able to give you rishus to go ahead and use it. Especially in my situation where my wife owns things just as much as me. But, you know, that would be okay. The Farshim explained as well that let's say you have a situation where the sukkah is a very fancy sukkah, and therefore there's reason to believe that the Baal Bais might not want him, coming in the sukkah, like you don't want someone coming in your fancy living room. You have a very, fancy razzle-dazzle sukkah or a delicate type of sukkah. So then the presumption does not stand. Okay? Let's just, what time is it? In a couple of minutes. And then he goes on. Kol shekein in daito, back into the Ramah. Kol shekein in daito l'gpazla. For sure, if the person's das is not just going and sitting in the sukkah without the guy knowing, or without asking. For sure, you can't go ahead and steal it. V'chein lo yaseh sukkah l'chathila, v'karka shel chavero shelo midaito. And therefore, also a person should not go and l'chathila, go ahead and put up a sukkah in someone else's property without asking him. V'chein b'karka sheyish shel rabim. And also, you can't just go ahead and put it up on karka that is public property. Miyu b'diyeved yotze. However, b'diyeved, a person is yotze if he sits in such a sukkah. And that's his last thing, of v'chein b'karka sheyish shel rabim. It's always a good shayla. You see people who have stores, right? They go ahead and they put sukkahs on the sidewalks. So is that okay? You have a store, and now you're putting your sukkah on like public sidewalks. Is that us? So again, that might depend on, unless you know for sure that the government, the public property, they are masking to this, it could be the same type of issue. Like you can't just go put sukkah up on public property. But again, I mean, you might have to know, is there a certain presumption that, that they allow it, and they allow people who own stores, like in Eretz Yisrael, like for example. They might be a presumption, especially from neighborhoods that the community wants a certain pizza shop or whatever to put a sukkah out. So then again, it's the type of thing you definitely have to ask the shayla. But regardless, you will be yotze. Let's just quickly do this mishnah berurah. Shishal Rabbim, Kasa Magen Avraham, Tzarachim. Shenagu Tzasa Asos Sukkah Bishus, says the Magen Avraham writes, and it definitely Tzarachim, that the minhag is Asos Sukkah Bishus Rabbim. The minhag is to go put up a sukkah in Rishus Rabbim. Vim Tzim Zilom V'Dechol Yisrael Mocholin. So then he says, and if you'll say that what everyone is Moichel, Mikol Makom Yesh Aklum Chelet Behem. Right, exactly what I'm saying. Still, you know what? Maybe Yisrael will be Mochel, but in a Goy Yesh Ashtat, a guy has a chelik. Therefore, the asa to go ahead and put a sukkah to rabbim. Even if you would assume that Bnei Yisrael would be what? Would be meichel. Taka b'vada lo mochli. After the b'diavik sheira, even though b'diavik sheira, mikom makom lo yivarech aleh. Ami bracha v'tal. What he says, it's still going to be aser, like he said before, to make a bracha. It'll be bracha v'tal. It's aser to do. It's considered like gzela the rabbim. Kark is not mezelas, but it's still the iser. Can't make the bracha. Uvi Eliyahu Rabba kasav the bracha to bracha levatala lo havi. Eliyahu Rabba writes that it's not a bracha lover, not a bracha levatala. I ain't sham sheirich b'zeh. Why it wouldn't be a bracha levatala? Al kain imain lo acheres muti levarechla. And therefore, if there's no other sukkah, all right, and let's say a certain proprietorship put up a sukkah on what, on public property that's also owned by goyim, and there can't be any assumptions necessarily for mechila. So he says, you would be permitted to make a bracha. He says the street that's in front of the house, that's considered his, and it's not Rishus HaRabim. Document. Misar Ha'ir. Yeah, that's a good question. Some type of ishur. That would be the Hebrew word. Some type of permit. Misar Ha'ir. Sheyesh Lehem Rishus. Last place. Erevin. The sukkos, right, where the guy has permission to go ahead and do things on the property, ain't the fact, take bezeh, you shouldn't, go ahead and worry about it.